The Dragon Reread is brought to you by the Armadillo Podcasting Club. Hello there, welcome to the Dragon Reread. We are watching season 2 of the Wheel of Time TV show. I am Jeff Lake.
I'm Alice Sullivan.
And I'm Micah Sparkman.
And today we're going to talk about episode 5 of the Wheel of Time TV show season 2. So we're going to have a brief discussion before we watch the episode, and then we're going to watch the episode and we're going to come back and we're going to have a much longer and more tedious discussion.
But not as tedious as the show itself, and you're welcome. This means you don't actually have to watch it.
Indeed. So that's a bit of a spoiler for how we feel about it.
Wait, yeah. Sorry.
So, okay, what do we like so far about this show?
I think we talked last time about the fact that, like, the set pieces, the settings are beautiful. Like, they have some cool ass places. They really clearly invest a lot of money into building these things from the story that are very familiar.
Yeah, we make fun of how they repeatedly use some of the same places over and over, but I'm not even mad. Like, they look great.
Yeah, they clearly have one hallway in Tar-Valon.
Yeah.
It's a good hallway.
It's a really nice hallway.
Yeah.
And the outfits are fantastic.
Oh
my gosh.
Just amazing.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Moraine's outfits that she wore in Kyrian. They were distinctive and interesting, and they matched what I remember the descriptions of them. It was great.
Yeah, and I feel like the actors are all doing a good job with less than good material.
Yeah, they're doing the best they can with what they got, you know?
Yeah. And they're a lot of them are acting at green screens and stuff, so, you know, who knows what they're looking at.
Right, true. Mm-hmm. Probably just a tennis ball on a stick, right?
Yeah, so what is it that we're not feeling so great about?
Well, there were some specific things. Like I guess it seems like they're leaning into this idea that the seals are a place instead of an object, because we saw Ishmael break another seal and popped.
Lanfear was in it.
Yeah, Lanfear was in that one.
Hello!
and maybe in like a vat of blood or something, because she was, you know, dripping when she came out.
Right? Well, she happened to be covered in blood when she went into the seal.
Yeah, you know.
She's
like
probably butchering something, you know. Yeah.
And then, whoops, you know, in the midst of whatever she was engaged in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they've made changes to the source material that are bad.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm all for adapting the work to the screen. You know, you got to change a lot of stuff.
And we've seen examples of it done very well, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
It just feels like the changes they made are not in the spirit of the books.
It's confusing. It's a little confusing. I am excited about NDA. Last episode, I believe, NDA was officially formed and sent on their first trap.
Yeah.
Yes, Nynaeve's detective agency. Nynaeve, Elaine, and Egwene.
Yep.
The original founding members of the Nynaeve's detective agency.
Yeah, they walked headfirst into Landrin's trap.
You know what? The reason we originally started calling them that was because Swan Sanche gave them a mission.
Uh-huh. She did.
Go find the Black Ajahs. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen this time. It was just Leandrin says, "Why don't you come down into the basement with me?"
And they're like, "Okay,
let's bring an extra person." And so I hope they do more investigation, because that's the fun part, watching Nynaeve try to do investigation.
Also, they sprung this trap, but often with Nynaeve's detective agency, when they spring a trap, it's like a double reverse thing where they try and trap them, and then Nynaeve punches them in the face, and they're like, "Oh shit, I didn't expect her to punch me in the face." Yeah. And then the trap falls apart. But in this case, it seems like the trap actually worked, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling they're going to meet some Shanshan.
Yeah, that seemed. I hope that they're going to connect that up, because that's an important part of the books.
We'll see. For sure.
Anything else I want to talk about?
I hope they resolve things with Lan. I think that actor is a good actor. I think he's being underutilized, and I don't like or understand what they're doing with his story right now.
Yes. Having Moraine and Lan be separated and fighting with each other.
Yeah, and it really bothers me too, because men and women should be able to be friends or have their complex relationship is one of my favorite things about the books.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're doing this.
You know, it just occurred to me when you were saying that the difference in the show is that Moraine does not appear to respect Lan at all.
Mm,
which she always did, even though she was the boss, right? Mm-hmm. He worked for her.
And it was clear that she would occasionally give him, you know, orders where he didn't agree, and he did it anyway, right?
Right, yeah. But and he would make his displeasure clear by slightly shifting the stony planes of his granite face.
And everyone gasped because that's like the only, you know, the only shift in his craggy planes.
Robert Jordan literally wrote an entire book where their relationship was of respect, mutual respect was established.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like that's the case here. At least not yet. Yeah.
Yeah. In this, she's just crapping on him, and he's sad.
And there's something so hinky going on with Alana and her warders.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're unclear if they're.
Yeah.
What their deal is.
I think they're setting them up to be Black Aja.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. It's unclear.
Yeah.
There was also the thing with Min. That I really hope they don't lean too hard into this. Min is working for the Dark One, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Which is what it is right now. I don't know if I care for that direction, but we'll see.
That does suck, but I do like how they threw Min and Matt together, because I think we'd said that before. Anytime on the very, very rare occasions they worked together in the books, it was always delightful.
Yeah. I would watch a spinoff series that was like Min and Matt getting drunk and doing things, right?
Min, Matt, and Birgitta. Yeah,
we haven't met Birgitta yet. Yeah. Oh, man, I hope Birgitta shows up.
Partying and fighting and exploring the ancient horrors that they discover.
Yeah.
speaking in the old tongue, and it's like, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
So, the next time you hear us, it'll be after we watch episode 5 of season 2 of Wheel of Time. And we're back. We just watched episode 5 of season 2 of The Wheel of Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I dug it. It was good.
Yeah?
It was better.
Whoa. Hold on. No, okay. This was a Sean Chen heavy episode, and I actually really like how they did the Sean Chen. I wouldn't say they're quite like the books, but they're weird. They've got like the creepy long nails, their headgear, and it's all different, but yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they got all their weird hierarchical Sean Chen society with rules that don't make any sense.
Yeah, they had someone come in and, you know, just get their nails chopped off because they crossed the High Lord and he didn't like it, and that was it. Yeah.
And that was sweet. Yeah. I also like this Lanfear. I just think that actress is killing it.
I agree. Like I know we kind of made some fun about like how they were doing like the Rand Lanfear thing and her Wolverine powers, but like I was thinking about this. Okay, so Ishmael is everywhere, right? And it kind of makes him less imposing. Like he seems almost because he's just kind of like always there in the background hanging out. He feels less threatening. Lanfear, on the other hand, like takes it to 11 every chance she gets, right? Yeah. She meets a guy and he's like, hey, are you all right? You know, I've got a horse. She could just take his horse, but she's no like, pop his head.
Yeah, boom, pop his head. Why? Because she's Lanfear, right?
Yeah, there's some lady who was like...
This is how she ends conversations. Boom.
Yeah, there's a lady who was like, clearly bait. There's no reason to do anything to that lady. But she's like... sews her mouth shut with magic. I was like, yeah, okay. Lanfear is legitimately scary in this shit.
She's
right?
Extra.
Yeah.
I like it.
And that outfit she had at the very, very end, that final scene was amazing.
Yeah, when she invites Rand into her dream sex dungeon.
That is not what I expected to happen at all.
No.
Yeah, you know, we have Maureen. She's like, okay, I'm just going to use you as bait. And it seems like you're being tortured or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up, he's like tied to a wheel.
Do you like my sex throne?
Oh god, yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think is she the best part of the series? Lanfear might be one of the best parts of the series.
Oh my gosh, is she?
Yeah. She's doing real well, yeah.
Yeah, I like Ishmael too, that guy.
The actor's doing quite well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the actual Ishmael is kind of... He's being this manipulating things from behind the scenes thing. The books did that too, and I didn't think it was very good in the books where they're all like, oh, we're secretly manipulating everything and everything's going according to our plan, but we're not actually really doing much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the Forsaken is they weren't that good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that the Forsaken were a bunch of losers.
Well, isn't that a big reveal at some point? They're like, the Forsaken were chosen not because they were the most powerful or the best or whatever, but because they were the most arrogant.
Yeah.
They were just all assholes. Yeah. Just think of every asshole you know. Would they be a great, you know, evil Dark Lord? Not necessarily, right? So we also have the moment when Perrin is meant to find Gaul,
Yes.
And it's Avienda.
And it's Avienda.
Yeah. Yeah. We were going back and forth. We were like, is it Fail? Is he going to find
Gaul? It's sort of like, you know, you know your parents got you that present you wanted for Christmas, and you know it's in that present, and you open it up, and it's like the knockoff store brand. Oh. And they're like, look, it's an Aiel, right? You like Aiel? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks for the, that is definitely an Aiel that is in that box.
She's doing a good job so far, though.
That yeah. fight scene was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that fight scene was cool.
And I think it really demonstrates how the Aiel fucks shit up, right?
Yes. The actress doing a good job, and also that whole scene with her talking to Perrin where she says a bunch of shit that he does not understand at all.
That's about right.
And then totally laughs. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Laughs like a crazy person.
Yeah. And Perrin's just like,
yeah, cool.
It's like, yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
They better not be fun setting up a relationship between the two.
I really hope they're not trying to do that. So
what are they going to do the three-way?
That's exactly what I was wondering.
We've all been wondering that.
So, yeah. So
the polycule.
How would that play?
So I suspect they aren't, and they're setting up Min to go with Matt, and they're setting up Avienda to go with Perrin.
Oh yeah, three brides for three brothers.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah, that feels like the direction they're going, which I'm not thrilled about.
I don't like that.
I don't think they are because they have cast an actress to be Fael.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, because okay. I remember reading that and being disappointed. Well, then.
Oh,
I'm into it. I can't wait for Fael. I was hoping that was Fael in the cage.
They would have been Fael
Aiel. Yeah, the Aiel, the Fael, the Aiel.
Oh, if they made Fael an Aiel.
Yeah, I actually thought it was either going to be a Lady Gaul for some reason, or it was going to be Fael as an Aiel.
Either way,
that would have confused parents so much.
Yeah,
Fael.
I mean, I love her, but I don't know how to say her name. Yeah, but yeah, anyway, I'm okay with this. They mash together Perrin saving Gaul from the cage and Gaul being his BFF with Avienda, right? Who also showed up around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Totally cool. And you established the Aiel. She kicked the ass of all those White Cloaks. Always good to see White Cloaks getting.
Yeah,
getting
you know, dirty. You love to see it, right? White Cloaks getting their faces grounded in the dirt. Wonderful. Just
Dane Bornhold was there, and that was cool.
Yeah, I liked it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the real MVP is Dane Bornhold's eyebrows. Did you guys notice those things?
No.
Holy shit.
Mighty
those
eyebrows.
Those were some impressive eyebrows.
Yeah.
Well, your eyebrows must walk in the light always. and Eamon Valda was there. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that actor's super good.
Yeah, I actually really like him. He is another one of those people who just like carries that like creepy sinister so well, you know?
But I think the White Cloaks have the best fits in the
show.
Oh
my god, right? His pauldron thing? With the gold... Oh, man.
The asymmetric cloaks, like the super wide with the... Oh, it looks so great.
Yeah, it's pretty right. I mean, like, I hate the White Cloaks, but I really like those White Cloaks.
Almost like they were designed by Hugo Boss or something.
Yeah. White Cloaks by Hugo Boss. Oh, man.
So that's cool. I've complained about the way they've condensed the narrative, condensed the books so far, but that stuff with Perrin and Avienda, I'm for it. And Dane is there. Geoffrey Bornhold hasn't showed up
yet. I don't think we've seen him yet.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
It was cool seeing the fight. It was cool because it also reminded me of the fight we saw in the last season, which is where Tom first found Rand, remember? The Aiel, there's the flashback, and there's an Aiel woman fighting, and she gives birth to Rand.
You mean Tam.
Who did I say?
Tom.
Yes. Sorry, Tam.
Yeah.
Tam all three.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool.
Yeah. I'm down for Varin.
Oh, yeah. Varin's pretty cool. We commented on the fact that Varin is a lot more overtly doing things as opposed to like quietly doing things in the back of her brain while she's appearing.
I feel like she's a miss, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Because the actress is not doing the Varin thing where she's like always distracted and got her nose in a book and no one takes her seriously.
Mm.
Because they're like, you know, distracted Varin is always, you know, only cares about ancient history and stuff.
So it's hard to, okay, if you think about it though.
And then she does the thing where like, and all of a sudden Viren's eyes were like a bird, bright, you know, super sharp, and she was paying attention to this one question, and then she goes back.
Do you think it's harder
to convey?
Yeah, it's hard to convey that on the screen, right? Because in the books, you know that Viren's thinking one thing while she's doing something else, right?
And also, I think it's just because you open up to that big reveal at the end where it turns out she was investigating everything all along, and I think that's what they're showing, that she's investigating the Black Aja in the
White
Tower.
I just feel like
it's
a miss because she feels like she's just another Aes Sedai.
Yeah.
Moraine could be doing that stuff.
Yeah. So we had the NDA handoff, which appears to be setting up Egwene for her torture porn arc.
So we'll easily see. My least favorite parts of the book.
I
would read this log before I would want to read that again.
I wonder if they're gonna softball that a little bit, because in the books it was pretty horrible, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It seems like they're trying to be grimdark, and they're one of the shows that thinks the way you be Game of Thrones is you be grimdark and bloody and gratuitous.
That's true. Like when they killed Uno.
Yeah. Right. Why? I mean, okay, kill a Shinarin by kicking him into a spike or whatever. Cool. You want to do that? It's very visual. But why Uno?
Why Uno?
I know.
Uno's just this funny side character that pops up that everybody likes.
Yeah.
You know what? They're probably trying to solve the problem of the original series where there's just too many fucking characters.
They're like, just
kill them off every now and then, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we were talking during this episode. Alice, I think you mentioned it. This Nynaeve is not doing a good job as Nynaeve.
She's
never angry.
Mm-mm.
Even
when she's saying angry words, like, you won't get away with this, she just looks tearful.
Yeah, she's like a worried face instead of an angry face.
And that's Nynaeve's whole thing, is that every emotion she has, she expresses it as anger.
Yeah.
Isn't that the deal with her block? She has to be angry in order to actually channel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They haven't even talked about that yet, have they?
No, they haven't.
They mentioned it once.
Okay. We've seen Nynaeve channel, right?
Yes, we've definitely seen her channel.
Yeah.
Like in battle. Didn't she heal somebody? Heal Egwene from
Ryan? No, it was Egwene that healed her, which was bullshit, because Nynaeve is the one who is the healer, and it was Egwene who brought her back from death or whatever.
Right. But Nynaeve did fight Loghain that time. It was a whole thing. Yeah. After Lan died.
Yeah, but she talks about it, though. She has to be angry for it to work. Okay, they referenced her block.
But that's what's cool about Nynaeve, is that she's just this loose cannon, right? Yeah. And that's what makes her effective in all these situations. And instead, I don't know. But they had Liandrin let her go, right?
That was interesting, yeah. So Liandrin is a dark friend, definitely a dark friend, definitely Toast. Black Aja.
Yeah.
But she's also sort of against
She was wearing a black dress.
Right. You're totally right. The black dress. Clearly Black Aja. But I guess she's also anti-Shan Chan, so she wanted to, you know, fuck things up a little bit.
Yeah, so she just did, you know, unleash Nynaeve in their midst and then jump through the portal.
Yeah. It's like pulling the pin out of that grenade.
Yeah.
Or it should be, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Nynaeve and Elaine rolling around the city, and Egwene's captured. But
yeah, the other thing I thought was really working was the Ishmael and Suroth stuff.
Yeah,
which they've made it so that Ishmael is sort of working and manipulating the Shan Shan and brought them over to attack Randlan and everything. Cool. That's different, but that's fine. And I think that Ishmael guy is good. The Suroth's doing a good job. They're you know, operating within this weird hierarchy, and they've got a devious plan. They're playing everybody against each other.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, solid.
The other part that I'm struggling with is the whole Kyrian, like, family thing for Moiraine. I don't know why. I find those conversations... I'm finding all of those interactions kind of dull. I don't know. How are y'all feeling about that part?
How necessary are they?
Yeah, I guess.
Why does Moiraine need to have a family? Why does that have to be a thing?
Because same reason Perrin had to have a wife, because these writers do not know how to convey the drama of the books, so they add a bunch of soap opera crap.
Yeah. I'm a little tired, but I was actually having trouble staying awake through that, like, part where she's talking to her sister.
Her sister's giving her a bath?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, well, you know, and that's telling you something. If I'm watching Rosamund Pike get a bath and I'm like dozing off, all right, come on now.
Yeah, I think there's really something there, though, the way she remembers Moiraine being her older sister, and then she comes back and Moiraine is the apparently young one.
Yeah.
And she's lived a whole life.
Absolutely.
And she's kind of mad at Moiraine for leaving. There's drama there. It's just they don't... It's tedious.
Yeah.
It feels pretty dull when it's like butted up against everything else that's happening.
Barthanas, by the way, they've made Barthanas her nephew?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Her sister's son.
Which is a total change.
Yeah.
Because the guy was Lord Barthanas. He had a first name. Like, now it's Barthanas Daimodred.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're just combining all that stuff. That's a little weird. But he had...
His hair
was so good.
Oh, damn. I know, right? that like asymmetrical, like wave.
One wave on the side, and it was like a ponytail on the other, but uh-huh. like it worked both together.
I was really jealous of that detail. Like, I wish I could do that with my, I'd wear my hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The hair and makeup in this episode, damn, they were good.
Costumes, too. Fantastic costumes.
It's really good to know that in this world way off in the future when, like, so much has been lost, everybody still has fucking amazing eye makeup.
That's true, yeah, yeah. The one thing that survived.
Avienda, like, she was trapped in that cage for a day or whatever with no water to drink, but she still had her liner.
Yeah, exactly.
She could give herself smoky eye.
And all the Domine, the Shanchen slaves, you know, they get up every morning, they just put that really cool eye makeup all over.
Yeah.
Looks scary as fuck.
Yep. And I guess they have to wear the pacifiers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I every time I see those, it makes me think of the, like, you know, raves or whatever, whenever everyone had those stupid pacifiers in the mouths.
Oh, yeah.
I can't not think of that every time I see those.
It makes me think of, like, the joke pacifiers that you give to, like, babies that have, like, an enormous mustache on them or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's a market for that.
If this show's a hit, they could have the Sean Chan pacifier.
Oh, yeah.
And the leashes when they get a little older, you know?
No,
yeah. Yeah, the little kid leashes.
Yeah.
Put on that little, the little shoulder pad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, my God. I'm doing that for Halloween with my kids.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
No one will get that.
No, they won't. I don't care.
But we'll know.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Wait, so you're going to do the kids' makeup like theirs and you're going to do your makeup like the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll
figure it out.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, so that episode was good. It's funny because I think, like, not a lot of plot happened. You know?
There was a lot of action.
Yeah, there was no, I think things moved forward.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, the whole Shanchen story advanced a lot. True. Yeah.
But it's like Rin and Moraine just ran away from...
Yeah, they didn't have a whole lot happen, but I thought other stuff was happening.
So do you feel like this episode, like, gave validation to all the previous episodes and suddenly it all makes sense for you, Jeff?
No. No, it has not changed my mind about the foregoing episodes.
Aww.
And I will say this might be
the best episode yet.
I agree.
You know, I don't disagree. You know, there's a lot of good stuff in there. A lot to like.
And I thought, like, the one thing the books always failed at, and we talked about this a lot, is why would you ever be a dark friend, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Their lives suck, and they always come to a bad end.
Yep.
But that one, like, meeting that Ishmael and Lanfear had, where they're just sipping wine and wearing, like, beautiful outfits in front of a fire in a luxurious room while a handsome boy toy that they
conjured a naked Rand to sit on the bed and, like stare up in the space.
Right. And both of them have the most lustrous hair ever.
Yeah, they just look glorious. Like, that is why you would be a dark friend.
Right?
Yeah,
that does look pretty sweet. I would do that. You know, I'm sold. I'm all right. Let's where do I sign?
Yeah, so that worked. All right, so that's it. Next time, we'll be back at you for episode 6 of The Wheel of Time, season 2. I'm Jeff Lake. You can find me at jefflake.info.
I'm Alice Sullivan. That's Bluebonnet Cafe on Instagram.
I'm Michael Sparkman. I still don't have one of those.
If you have any comments, questions, or feedback, please drop us a line at hello@armadillo.club.
We love hearing from you.
Please share us with anybody you think might like us. Please give us good reviews wherever you got this. Please find out how you can give us your dollars at armadillo.club. Please like us in real life.
We're just so likable.
Until next time.
The light illuminate you.